Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here is your theater of romance from Hollywood. Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair bring you Van Johnson, star of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Weekend at the Waldorf, and his lovely leading lady, Miss Susan Peters. Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. Present the Colgate Halo Theater of Romance from Hollywood. Some years ago, Leo McCarey, producer of The Bells of St. Mary's, brought one of the great love stories to the screen. Appropriately enough, this RKO picture was titled Love Affair. It starred Charles Boyer and Irene Dunne. Tonight, our Colgate Halo broadcast stars Van Johnson and Susan Peters. Here is your play, and here are your stars, Van Johnson and Susan Peters.
Michael on board the Napoli. I was on my way back to the States to get married.
And so was I. I was engaged to marry Lois Clark, a cute little chick worth quite a few million dollars.
My fiancé was the head of a big New York department store. He was a very steady, conscientious, hardworking guy.
The kind that bores you to death.
Michael, please. I don't think it's fair of you to criticize Ken. After all, I haven't had a thing to say about Lois's bleached hair or her...
Maybe we'd better get back to the story. Anyhow, we met, Terry and I, on board the Napoli. I was walking along the deck reading a wireless message when a sudden gust of wind blew it right out of my hands and into Terry's. Terry, being Terry, immediately began reading it. I beg your pardon, but you're reading my radiogram.
Oh? Well, just a minute until I finish it. Mm-hmm. How do I know this is yours? Can you identify yourself?
If you just notice the address. You see what it says? Michael Marnay.
You aren't Michael Marnay.
I certainly am.
Well, of course I wouldn't know. I've heard a lot about you, but I've never seen any pictures. Michael Marnay is supposed to be very handsome.
Yes, well, I don't think I like the way you said that.
Of course, everyone has their own taste. But somehow, one expects an international playboy and a Beau Brummel to, well, look like an international playboy and a Beau Brummel.
May I please have my message?
Well, perhaps you'd better tell me what it says.
Well,
frightfully personal, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
See, it would be terrible to give it to the wrong person.
Well, it says, remembering a warm, beautiful night, a thunderstorm over Lake Como, and you.
You're the and you. It was all right, huh?
Uh-huh.
It was nice?
Oh, yes, yes.
Do you think it will ever take the place of baseball? Here's your wire. Good night.
Don't go. I must talk to someone. I'm in trouble. Serious trouble. You have an honest face. I can talk to you.
Well, the captain has an honest face, too. And the purser, you know he looks awfully honest to me.
What's your name?
Terry McKay. What's your trouble?
I'm lonesome. You're the only attractive girl on the boat, and I wish you'd take me in hand. I'll spend 9 days in complete boredom if you won't take pity on me. Now, that isn't the way a trip should be. It should be beautiful and bubbly like pink champagne. It would be that way with you.
Have you actually been getting results with a line like that?
What is it about me that draws out the worst in you?
Well, if we're going to start making cracks, I can make a few myself, you know.
I'm sure you could.
I know I can.
That's what I said.
I think I will. How's your fiancé?
Oh, she's got a cold.
Oh, too bad. She got it at Lake Como?
No, she wasn't there.
Oh, then the lady of the lake isn't...
No, it was her best friend.
Oh, my, you're a chummy bunch, aren't you?
Well, now that you've found out that I have a fiancé, do you have one, too?
Oh, definitely. He's visiting his parents. He sent me over on a buying trip. You see, he's my boss, too.
I suppose you think he wouldn't approve of pink champagne.
No.
I think it's very touching, you and him. Very beautiful. He must be quite a guy.
Oh, you can imagine how attractive he is when I can resist so charming a person as you.
Well, I think I'll go now. I still have deck tennis and shuffleboard.
And goodbye, Mr. Marnie.
Goodbye, Miss McKay.
Michael and I were not very sociable for the next few days.
After all, there's a limit to the amount of wisecracks you're going to take. And she certainly had gone to great lengths to make it plain that she didn't have any use for me.
But actually, I thought that's the most attractive man I've ever seen in my life. And because I thought it, I said, "Careful, Terry. This is an awfully good way to get your feelings hurt. This is no kind of a man to love. And it would be very easy to love him."
We probably never would have spoken again if the ship hadn't laid over in Madeira for a day. I was walking up a hill when she came riding up in an oxen sled.
Hi, going my way?
I'm calling on a lady.
Even in Madeira?
You're wrong this time. It's my grandmother.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. She lives up on the hill. Would you like to meet her?
Oh, I'd love to. Come on, get in.
Thanks.
Garden. It's like another world up here.
It is. It's my grandmother's world.
Tell me a little more about her.
She's French. My grandfather was in the diplomatic service. They lived all over the world. This was his last post. He died here. So she stayed on to be near him. He's buried over there beside the chapel. She must be waiting, I think a little impatiently, for the day she'll join him.
Then you're French?
Only by birth. I've lived in America since I was 2 years old. Of course, I visited here frequently.
Michael, my dear. Why didn't you tell me you were arriving?
Hello, darling. I wanted to surprise you. May I present Miss Terry McKay?
How do you do, my dear? Come. Let us go in where we can sit down. I'm tired. I'm longer at my prayers nowadays. And my knees, well, they are as old as I am.
You have such a lovely place here. I could stay on forever.
You are too young for that. It is a good place to sit and remember. But you still have to create your memories.
Well, you two girls go in the house and gossip. I want to look around the place.
All right, Michael. I will fix you some tea. Thank you, my dear. I'm sorry I had to let my maid go. I have to watch my expenses. You see, I planned on dying when I was 75. But here I am, 77. So if I'm not going to die, I should start saving my money.
Oh, that's a lovely picture. Who is the artist?
Michael.
Michael.
He painted it for me.
But it's good.
Yes, very talented.
Oh, forgive me. You see, I wouldn't have any way of knowing.
Unfortunately, he is also very critical. The artist in him would create, the critic destroy. As a result, he has not done anything since. Besides, Michael is too busy living, as they call it. He is always intrigued by the art he is not practicing, the places he has not been, the girl he has not met. But there is nothing wrong with Michael that a good woman could not make right.
There never was a woman before like Michael's grandmother. I don't think there ever will be again. Talking to her, I forgot that Michael and I were both engaged to other people. On that Madeira hilltop, it seemed as though he and I and that lovely little grandmother were the only people in the world. I didn't want that afternoon to end.
I don't like boats, Michael.
Neither do I. But we have to go.
I'll walk to the road with you.
Here. You'd better have your shawl around you.
Oh, thank you, my dear.
It's such a beautiful shawl.
I'll send it to you someday.
Thank you for letting us join you. It's been a beautiful day.
I wish there could be more days.
I'll come back. I'll come back and see you very soon. Really, I will. And I'll write very often. You'll see. I will this time.
Thank you for bringing me this girl, Michael. And don't let her get away from you. Do you know what I mean, son?
I know what you mean. And I think perhaps you're right.
Come in.
Hello.
Hello, Michael. I'm finishing my packing. Sit down.
No. Come on, throw a coat around you. Let's go out on deck for a minute.
All right. Oh, you know, it's hard to believe we'll be in New York in the morning.
He'll meet you, I suppose.
Kenneth? Oh, yes. She'll be there, won't she?
Lois? Yes, she'll be there. I guess if we have something on our minds, now is the time to say it.
Yes.
Well, I've never worked very much in my life, you know.
I've been thinking about that. I guess you and I have been more or less used to the life of pink champagne. Might be a little difficult to... Michael,
uh-huh.
Do you like beer?
Yes, I do, but...
I know. You know, my father used to say, it's a funny thing. The things you like best are either illegal, immoral, or fattening.
You know, it's funny. I've always been pretty easy on the words, but now I can't seem to do too much with them. There's so much I want to say and should say, and I don't know how to say it to you.
I know, darling. It's easy to talk about things that don't mean very much, but I seem to be a little tongue-tied, too. But if everything goes all right for both of us, in 6 months, that would be July?
Yes, July 1st.
Well, if you can work it out and I can work it out, I'll meet you at 5 o'clock.
Where?
Oh, someplace easy. How about the 102nd floor at the top of the Empire State Building? It's the tallest building in the world. Neither of us could possibly miss that.
Oh, it's more than that, darling. It's the closest thing to heaven in all of New York.
Oh, darling, be sure and take the elevator.
I'll probably be so excited I'll run all the way up. It's a date, then?
It's a date.
Be on time, will you, darling? 6 months seems such a long time on.
A telephone line is the shortest distance between dates, but not for this young lady.
Joey? Oh, Joey, did Fred Brown call while I was out?
No. I'll bet he doesn't phone you anymore.
Is that so, Smarty? What gives you the inside track?
Gee, sis, I guess only a brother would tip you off about that breath of trouble.
Now, here is where Colgate tooth powder can help. Because anyone can be the victim of a little breath of trouble. I mean, unpleasing breath. Yes, anyone. It happens to thousands without their knowing, marks them down socially, brings them unhappiness, and they seldom suspect the real reason. Don't let that breath of trouble catch up with you. Do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests prove that Colgate tooth powder, in 7 cases out of 10, instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. And when it comes to cleansing, money can't buy a dentifrice that will clean your teeth better or quicker than Colgate tooth powder. Remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder.
Now, Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo bring you the second act of Love Affair, starring Van Johnson and Susan Peters.
I I spent the months that followed painting. I painted canvases until I got hungry. And then I painted billboards. And meanwhile, I made friends with an old art dealer named Courbet.
Who is this girl on your easel?
Oh, someone I know.
She's posing for you?
No, I'm painting her from memory.
I think I could sell this when you finish it.
I don't want to sell it. I'm painting it for someone as a wedding present.
I spent a month singing love songs in that dreary little club, chalking off each day and each song as something that brought Michael that much nearer. And at last it was July 1st. I was hurrying down Fifth Avenue toward the Empire State Building when I ran into Ken. It was the first time I'd seen him since the day I returned.
Terry, how are you? You look wonderful.
Oh, thanks, Ken, but I can't stop to talk. Would never do for a girl to be late for a wedding, would it? I'm due right over there on the 102nd floor in 5 minutes. Sorry, Ken, but I have to run.
Terry, the light's against you. Terry! Terry!
I waited on the 102nd floor. I stood there looking at that golden July sky, thinking in a minute she'll be here. In a minute she'll come running in that gay, bubbling way she has. And we'll go down that elevator and the whole world will be ours. I stood there waiting, watching the sky fade and grow dim, watching it darken until it hung over me like a shroud. And inside of me, a raw, insistent pain grew with each passing hour. And finally, it was midnight, and the rain lashed at the building, and I still stood there, looking out, keeping my lonely tryst.
Going down, mister?
Hmm? Oh, yes, I'm going down.
Merry Christmas, Terry.
Merry Christmas, Ken. Thank you for taking me to the theater.
Terry, I'm going to ask you again. Why don't you let me help you?
All right, I'll tell you again. If you paid for my getting well, he wouldn't like it. And if he didn't like it, I wouldn't like it. And if you did get me well and I went to him, you wouldn't like it.
Then he certainly ought to know.
No. Unless I can walk to him, and when I say walk, I mean run, he'll never know. Anyway, I have my job now, giving music lessons. I'm on a budget. If things come out all right and I'm a good little girl, maybe I'll get what I want next Christmas.
All right, Terry. Have it your own way. Have it your own way.
Come in. Michael.
Hello. How are you, Terry? It's so good to see you.
Oh, it's good to see you too, Michael.
I thought I'd stop by and wish you a Merry Christmas. You're all covered up there. You got a cold?
No, I'm all right. I was just sitting here resting. It's been a long time, Michael. Won't you sit down?
Thanks. I'll bet you're wondering how I got here.
Yes?
Well, I was looking in the telephone book for a man named McBride, and I saw the name Terry McKay. So I said to myself, could that be the Terry McKay that I know, my old friend?
And it was.
Yeah. And then I said to myself, I haven't been very nice to Miss McKay. After all, I had an appointment with her one day, and I didn't keep it.
You didn't keep it?
And that's not a very nice way to treat an old friend, is it? So I said to myself, I must apologize. So here I am. You didn't get angry because I wasn't there?
Oh, at first I was. At first I was furious. I said, he can't do this to me. Who does he think he is?
How long did you wait? I mean, did you wait long?
Let me see. I waited until about...
midnight.
Oh.
And then what did you do?
Oh, well, then I really got mad. Well, you can just imagine standing up there and...
Yes, and a thunderstorm, too.
So I went home.
And you swore that if you ever saw me again, you'd ask, didn't you, what happened and why?
No. No, I remembered we said if we could make it, we'd be there. And if one of us didn't show up, there must have been a darn good reason.
Like what, for instance?
So there'll be no more questions asked, I hope. Cigarette, Michael?
Thanks. I walked all the way here, you know. 10 blocks to wring your beautiful neck, and I'm not supposed to even ask why you weren't there.
That's right.
There's no wedding ring on your finger.
No? How's everything with you, Michael?
Oh, you can ask questions. Well, I thought everything was fine until I saw you at the theater last night. Then I knew there had to be something between us, even if it was only an ocean. So I bought myself a ticket. I'm sailing in the morning. Oh, before I go, I brought you a package.
Oh, Michael. Your grandmother Shaw.
Yes.
I wondered why my letters to her came back.
I would have sent it to you, except I didn't know the address until today. She wanted you to have it. Put it around you.
All right, Michael.
She put the shawl around her, and there she sat, just as I had painted her from memory. And suddenly I began to look at her, hard. And I remembered Courbet telling me about a girl coming in a wheelchair and how he had given her the picture because it looked so much like her. And I realized that Terry hadn't moved from that chair.
Michael, where are you going?
I just want to see your sitting room, Terry.
Oh, Michael.
The picture. It was you, Terry. Oh, my darling, I felt sure it was you. Oh, my dear. If anything had to happen to either of us, why did it happen?
Darling, don't look at me like that. You see, it was nobody's fault but my own. I was looking up at the 102nd floor. You see, it was the nearest thing there was to heaven because you were there.
You're coming with me on that ship tonight. The captain will marry us. You're coming with me, Terry. Don't say no. We'll work this out together.
Oh, darling. Darling, if you can paint, I can walk. Of course I'll go with you. Of course I'll go with you.
Van Johnson, star of Gene Holloway's adaptation of Love Affair, will return to our microphone in just a moment.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. For soap shampoos, leave a film on your hair. But Halo contains no soap, therefore leaves no dulling soap film. The very first time you use Halo, you'll notice your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The deep, full, natural color and luster comes sparkling through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in the hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff, grease, and dirt. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So halo, everybody, halo. Halo shampoo, halo.
Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. Join in thanks to Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of They Were Expendable, for making possible the appearances of Susan Peters and Van Johnson.
Thank you, Frank. Susan and I are happy to have appeared in the Colgate Halo Theater of Romance tonight. Next week's audiences are in for a double treat. One-way passage with two of Hollywood's favorite stars, Humphrey Bogart and Joan Bennett. It should be a great show. See you soon. Good night and good listening.
Bulletin to the future. Next week's Charles Sanders production, A Theater Romance, with Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo, stars Humphrey Bogart and Joan Bennett in Warner Brothers' motion picture classic, One-Way Passage. These presentations of Theater Romance come to you because of your enthusiastic recognition for Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo. This is your host, Frank Graham, saying goodnight and wishing you love, happiness, romance.
Tonight we'd like to pay tribute to the more than 6,000 local selective service boards and to the high-minded business and professional men who have served without pay for 5 years. After seeing the greatest mobilization job in history through, these men are continuing to volunteer their services. Yes, it's a good job. We salute them. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.